Welcome back to the North Texas Ag Show, heard on KHYI 95.3 The Range.
Hey, Greg, we spent several weeks on the program talking about water issues and, you know, conserving water, drought problems, and so on. And today we have a special guest with us. We have Robbie Vedrine, who is with Ritchie Company, which is Fresh Water for Life.
Ritchie Industries out of Iowa.
Yeah, good deal. And glad to have you with us today.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate y'all letting me on.
Well, Robbie, just to bring our listeners up to speed on kind of why we asked you to be on the program today, a few weeks ago we had an event here in Collin County that we call our North Texas Basic Ag Field Day, and you were there, one of our trade show vendors that we had that day. And we got to talking there at the field day and discussed some things, and you came into the office and we got to talking about, you know, water issues for livestock and horses. And I thought it'd be real good to have you come on today, because this is an issue with water that we haven't discussed yet on our program. Something that is very, very important. We have different ways that we can offer water to our livestock, and we've talked about surface water and we've talked about groundwater and so on. But can you tell us a little bit about the services or the product that your company offers and kind of what it's all about?
Yes. What was intriguing about being at the conference was listening to all of the solutions that came up when people are discussing and strategizing how to water their animals. Mm-hmm. And with the last few years with the drought, there's a lot of activity in that space where people are trying to be creative when the pond runs dry. And with in the equine and all of the disciplines, when you're carrying 5-gallon buckets out, that becomes a very labor-intensive procedure. So when I go and I do events and when I speak, there is the nature of who I am running distribution. There is a sales orientation to what I say. Mm-hmm. But at the conference, it wasn't anybody selling anything.
Right.
These were real solutions for real people with animals. Mm-hmm. And the crossover was so clear to me on what we offer in a product. We have a product that uses less water to water your animals. It is a resource that most people don't think of when they're thinking of water, because the paradigm is to use as much water as possible. There's not a regard for how many animals you have. It's if I have a lot of water there, the water's going to stay and the animals will have access to it. And what an automatic watering system, especially one that we've designed, is to use as little water as possible to water as many animals as possible.
And you're right. And to, again, let our listeners know, the major topics that we were covering at the Basic Ag Field Day were livestock and water issues. And we tried to tie the two together, and I hope we did a good job with that. And I think we did with the speakers that we had there that day. But we discussed surface water, and we discussed groundwater, and we discussed irrigation for our plants and such, and then catching rainwater to utilize. But all of this is conserving water. And again, Greg and I have talked at length here on the program about that issue and the concern for conserving water. But another thing that comes into play with our livestock, and especially here in North Texas, we have environmental conditions that make it very difficult, regardless of the way that we water our livestock or our horses, to keep that water clean and fresh. You know, if they're watering from a pond, you know, during the winter months or spring or fall, we're usually okay. But when we get into the hot summer months and the top layer of that water where the livestock are getting a drink from can get very, very warm when we get into those 100-degree days, and then, of course, the water gets murky. We have all types of aquatic vegetation that's there, and for them to be able to get a clean, cool drink of water sometimes is very difficult. Now, if we use underground water, sometimes that is not a problem, but again, if we pump that water into some type of a tank, a stock watering tank, well, the same problem happens, whether it's in a plastic or a rubber or a metal watering trough. Again, when we hit those 100-degree days, that water gets very warm, and then we have all problems with diseases that affect our livestock, and one is carried by mosquitoes, and those mosquitoes breed in water, and they breed in stagnant water, and, you know, if we're not cleaning those water troughs out almost on a daily basis in those hot summer months, then we have a lot of problems that occur.
Yeah, that's a great point to bring up. With the Ritchie waters, we have very low volume troughs. And the design of the unit is for it to refresh itself. So mm-hmm. we want our valve open. And so what that does, it really eliminates the problem with the algae growth. It's
right.
really cut down. And we have a small unit for us. We'll serve 20 animals with a 1.8-gallon trough.
Mm-hmm.
So just to give the listeners an idea of what I'm talking about when I say low volume. And so the design is for the animals to drink and for it to refresh it.
Mm-hmm.
And so two things are happening. One is there's not a chance for a mosquito to lay eggs and have a larva growth there.
Right.
So you eliminate it at that water station. And so that issue is really taken care of with this solution completely. The other thing is because it's refreshing on a regular basis, the water's coming in at a temperate level.
Mm-hmm.
So the water is coming in below the frost line. So it's between 50 and 60 degrees normally in this part of Texas. So the animals are drinking in the heat of the summer and the dead of winter water that's at the optimal drinking temperature. And so what's good for the animal alongside not getting bitten by mosquitoes is also they're fully hydrating, especially with your dairies and your cow-calf operators as well as with your horses. Everything that you're doing from the feed perspective, trying to reduce stress, and also make sure that the animals is getting a good mix of forage and feed and supplements. Well, if you're not hydrated, your stress levels is high at baseline.
True.
So what we've designed a product that really has the animal in mind that they're fully hydrated.
Well, you mentioned something there too, Robbie, about I talked about the hot summer months, but here in North Texas too, during the winter months, you know, and a problem that arises there is that, again, if they're watering from some type of a watering trough, we have the problem with it freezing over. And I guess here you said it's below the frost line, so I guess there's no problem at all with the water freezing up during the wintertime. Is that correct?
Yes. Our units have over 2 inches of insulation in them. And so they're designed basically as a very high-end cooler.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, there is, theoretically, our units can freeze. You can have surface freeze in our units. But in our reservoirs, that water coming in is actually warming it. And so if the animals are on the unit, then we are not having a problem with freezing because it's refreshing every time. And besides that, we have heated units. And so some of the border counties up here in North Texas, mm-hmm. where you do have a winter season, you could get a heated unit that works off a thermostat, so you'll never have freezing.
Well, let me ask you this then. I assume that after an animal once gets a drink of water, then there's no problem whatsoever in them going back because they're getting, a cool, fresh, clean drink of water. But is it hard to get them to adjust to this type of a system? Are those animals that lag back, or is it just their own natural instinct that they know that there's water in that, you know, in that thing right there, and they're gonna go get it? So, or is it hard to teach them to drink from these?
Well, there, you know, anecdotally, you could have a range of people tell you stories, but from just the experience and from the, you know, being in business for almost 100 years, there is no problem with any breed of horse and cattle, all livestock. Once they drink it, they know exactly what it is, and
mm-hmm.
there's not a problem with them going back to it at all. And so, especially in this area, the way that there's a diversity of water solutions, and your listeners know, once they know where the water is, they're going to go back to it. And so we do not have an issue with them coming, being afraid, or having a hard time with our units. And our design and engineering is to attract them. And so the units, the drinking height, everything about them is to encourage the animal to drink.
Well, you mentioned that too. We've talked about the cattle and the horses. What about maybe a small ruminants like sheep and goats? And we have some folks here in North Texas too that have llamas and alpacas and things such as that. Are there different units at different heights, or is there one specific unit serves all classes of livestock? Or
We do have 2 units that we've designed specifically for sheep and goats. It
okay.
has a lower drinking height. And then the other, the mid-sized animals, all do well on all of our troughs. There's not a problem getting to them from access. And so there's some design issues with our sheep and goat models where it reduces the ability to climb on it, because that's a problem, especially with goats,
mm-hmm.
is climbing on it. So there's some design issues there. But our normal trough, our standard trough, will serve just about all large animals and mid-sized animals.
Well, you mentioned, too, that the company that you work for is based in Iowa. You know, it's something that here in North Texas that we're not necessarily accustomed to. You know, again, we look out there in a pasture and we see a pond, or again, if it's a place where it's a well, you know, and they're pumping out of the well into a watering trough system. It's just something we don't see here yet? You know, it sounds really great. You think it's something that will catch on here? Or how's the reception been thus far to this?
Extremely positive. You know, Richie's been around long enough, so we have good name recognition. People recognize what we are. But Texans, and I'm a Texan, I'm a native Texan, is that if we have something that works, we tend to stick with it.
Right.
And that is the hurdle to overcome, is if you've used a trough or if you have ponds, that's what you use. That's what granddad used. That's what I'm going to use.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's not necessarily resistance to it. It's just not a problem. And so no one's scratching. And so as you get the word out, and especially the last 2 years with the drought, especially 2 years ago,
mm-hmm.
people's ponds were running dry. And they also, some water sources were a little pinched. And so we had a scarce resource issue. Mm-hmm. And so that is something that is fresh on folks' minds. So the reception right now is very good. People do want to have an alternative to what they've used before.
Well, and I'm going to turn to Greg right now. And Greg is working extensively with our extension specialist, water specialist, as well as our agents and master gardeners on a plan to educate people on conserving water. And Greg, do you see this maybe as being a way that we might could measure somehow water conservation as far as livestock or horses or in that realm?
Yeah, I think it is. This sounds like a great product for livestock owners. I think it could provide a lot of benefits to them. One thing that, Rob, that you might cover is the installation. You know, we have different water sources, municipal water, groundwater, surface water. Can those different sources be adapted and can you give an overview of the installation procedure?
Sure. The typical installation is using a water source that's pressurized. So it's a well, a community water source, or water supplied by a municipality. And that is typical. And atypical would be a gravity-fed system that's running off of a lake or a pond, a high-value pond. That is not that typical here, but there are parts of the country where that's normal. And so our units are mounted on cement, and so they're going to be hard plumb. They're not going to be hooked up to a hose off of the house. They're designed just like if you were to put a water fountain in a building, the city's going to make you mount it. When you have a 1,000, 2,000-pound animal accessing it, it needs to be mounted on concrete, and the water is going to be coming from below the frost line. And then the source of that, for just if we have low water pressure or like a gravity-fed system, we have different valves that will handle the different pressures that exist out there.
Do y'all offer installation for these or how-to videos, that kind of stuff?
No, we do not do the installation part. We allow the owner to do that. And because installation is fairly simple, it doesn't involve a lot of plumbing work or construction work. Most people who are animal owners, this is something they do themselves, and that's the majority. Because of different codes and that type of issue, we would have to actually build a different business to do the installation. And so we allow, it's much more efficient for the owner, for the user to spearhead that. And we do help. We make sure that that's not a hurdle to using our product, but that's not, we don't do the installation ourselves.
Where can someone find more information about the product?
Well, you can go to our website, which is www.richiefount.com, and you could contact us directly. You get a hold of me at 972-971-5794, and that's number to the distribution center here in North Texas.
You all sell direct, or you have dealers?
We sell through dealers, and we have dealers all over North Texas, really all over Texas. The dealer locator on our website is up to date, so you can find dealers just by hitting the website.
That's some great information.
Yeah, good stuff there, Robbie, and we have exhausted our time, man. It flies by fast, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Well, Robbie, thanks a bunch. We appreciate you being on with us today.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me.
Well, Greg, I think we've had our listeners have enjoyed the program today. I certainly appreciate Robbie being on with us today and talking about these the watering systems that his company manufactures, but might be a true alternative for some of our livestock and horse owners. With that being said, though, we've used up all of our time for today, Greg.
We sure have.
Yeah. Well, we certainly hope that you've enjoyed our program today. We hope that you'll tune in with us each week for the North Texas Ag Show on KHYI 95.3 The Range. We'll be seeing you next week.
For more information on anything heard on today's North Texas Ag Show, visit the website at colin-tx.tamu.edu or call 972-548-4233. That's 972-548-4233. 4233. The North Texas Ag Show is brought to you by D&L Farm and Home and D&L Ag Mart, because your animals deserve the best care and you deserve the best service. And by Eldorado Motors, 2300 North Central Expressway, McKinney, or online at eldoradomotors.com. Be sure to join us every Saturday morning at 9:30 for the North Texas Ag Show. For Dr. Rick Maxwell and Dr. Greg Church, I'm Chuck Taylor. So long, everybody.